Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
And now we move to something a little bit different and to Germany. It's the German equivalent of the CIA or M16, charged with monitoring international threats to the EU's largest country. But decades of underfunding have left Germany's spy agency, the BND, with low morale and high absenteeism, unable to fill 700 vacancies. All this at a time of increased threats from Russia and further afield. For more on this, we're joined by Berlin correspondent with The Telegraph, James Rothwell. James, spy agencies tend to be secretive, but there's been lots of leaks and indications that all is not well at the BND. Tell us more.
Yes, there have been quite a few leaks in Germany. It's a country that's considered a bit too leaky for the tastes of other NATO allies, who are actually concerned that so much of this information is coming out. In essence, what's happened is that sources told Bild, a German tabloid, that the BND, the German equivalent of MI6, is not only struggling to fill vacancies in its agency, but it's also got an issue with staff taking too many sick days, and existing short staffing issues have meant that, for example, Russian experts, who are perhaps the most valuable spies in the BND at the moment, are having to be seconded onto other desks to deal with staffing holes there. You've got Russian experts basically being moved onto the North Korean missile file or dealing with issues of Latin American drug gangs. And this paints a picture of a spy agency which is struggling to basically run itself at a time when it's under unprecedented pressure due to the war in Ukraine and the Middle East crisis as well. So it's definitely a source of concern, not just for Germany, but also Germany's security partners.
So a range of issues, as you say there, the sick days, the budget, the secondments, but also it seems there's a work from home culture, which is surprising that spies can work from home one day per week, and that seems to be contributing here to all of that. And, you know, from an investment point of view and a perception piece for Germany in the world, like 10 years ago, Germany would have been reluctant to project itself as a military power, particularly in Eastern Europe, given all of the complex 20th century history. But has that changed now, particularly since the 2022 invasion of the Ukraine? They have to invest, they have to get over the previous perception and brand themselves a little bit differently.
It certainly has changed, and Germany is now facing a lot of pressure to become a major security power in Europe, something which, as you point out, it's been reluctant to do for a very long time because of all of the baggage, not just of the Second World War, but also the Cold War. I would say that one of the problems there is that while the German government has certainly shown a willingness to do that, as reflected in the famous Zeitenwende, or turning of the time speech by the German Chancellor, which basically transformed German foreign policy in terms of the threat from Russia, there remains, despite all of that, some reluctance in the German system to become a major security power. There's quite a lot of public resistance in Germany to the idea that it should be playing a greater role in security affairs. That's part of the reason why you've seen a rise in support for isolationist parties like the hard right AfD or the populist left-wing new party, the BSW. A lot of voters actually feel really uncomfortable about the idea of Germany becoming a big security power or even a superpower. But German government officials will stress that after the war in Ukraine and some concern about what path America might take under a potential Trump administration, that it needs to step up and play a bigger role in Europe. And that's kind of the heart of the rift at the moment.
And is the public discomfort, though, is that the problem when it comes to boosting ambition or boosting investment, really, when it comes to military spending and getting more aggressive with some other powers such as Russia and taking on maybe some of the domestic terror threats? The threats are known, some of the ambition might be there from a government point of view. You have a nervous public, and therefore the investment, the resourcing hasn't followed.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's partly a question of public appetite, but it's also a question of cold, hard cash. And one of the major issues that Germany has faced is that it basically lacks the funding for the sort of investment that it needs. Now, if you take the example of the BND spy agency, that was sort of underfunded for many decades as part of a wider German policy where it was funneling less cash into areas of statecraft related to security, spying agencies, the army as well. That's now changed very recently with the war in Ukraine. They need to find more money. The German government system has something called a Schuldbremse, or a debt brake, which prevents them from taking on additional borrowing. That's led to a tightening of budgets. And if you put all of that together, you have potentially a perfect storm where there's huge demand for Germany to step up and play a bigger role in security, but it doesn't currently seem to have the funds.
So it will have to potentially underinvest in other areas. And we already know things like the German train system is now creaking after decades of underinvestment. So there has to be trade-offs. But all of this is coming at a time when there's a lot of talk amongst European leaders about the need for countries to invest more in defence and security.
Yes, that's right. And Germany is due to meet its NATO spending target of 2% of GDP on defence. So from their side, that's certainly a big step forward. But as you allude to, the big debate here is about how much money should be invested. Many countries think they need to go beyond the 2% spending target. And the problem with Germany is that they're currently struggling to allocate funding for example, the army that they already need to do. And that raises a question about their ability in the long term to provide more funds.
And if they do increase that funding, what do you think it's tied to in terms of live threats, future threats to Germany that could destabilise it, and therefore a government would try to make an argument to that nervous, sceptical public about increasing funds in defence? Where are those threats coming from?
Well, first of all, there is a question about the importance of civil defence. One of the things that the German state is preparing for is a situation where within the next 5 to 7 years, Germany may be involved in a direct war between NATO and Russia. And that would not just require a stronger German army, but it would also require the infrastructure of the country to be capable of hosting large numbers of NATO troops on its soil if they were to be going off to fight on the Eastern Front. So that's one concern. There's a big concern in Germany about internal threats to security. That partly comes from Russian spying. We've seen a slew of issues involving Russian espionage in recent months. And of course, there's also concern about increased Islamist terror threats as well. And so that's one of the sort of parts of this delicate balancing act that the German government is trying to navigate its way through.
You would imagine that European leaders, intelligence services are constantly exchanging intel, trying to help each other look around corners, plan for different scenarios and mitigations. But if the German intelligence service is viewed as quite leaky, to your earlier point, is that a real complication for Germany and all of this? Is that they have a trust problem as well with other NATO allies?
Yes, I think that's definitely a concern. And the prime example of the leakiness goes back to something called the Luftwaffe leaks, or the moment where a highly sensitive discussion among German Air Force officers about deliveries, potential deliveries of long-range missiles to Ukraine, was intercepted by the Russians and leaked and disclosed publicly, causing huge embarrassment to the German security system. It was arguably one of the worst security breaches that Germany suffered, certainly since the Cold War. Now, on the record, NATO allies of Germany say that they have full confidence in Germany's security abilities. But behind the scenes, I think it is quite likely that there will be some jitters about that. This concern that Germany is, to some in Europe, beginning to be perceived as a sort of weak link in the NATO security chain.
Okay, our thanks for that. Berlin correspondent with The Telegraph, James Rothwell.